You are about to hear the Travel World Radio Show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 Hz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 Hz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work, because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures, such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. And we are here live from the beautiful Inn at Essex in Essex Junction, Vermont.
Yeah, welcome to Travel World. This is actually my fourth visit to the Inn at Essex. Came here first time in 1995 when we were doing the cable TV series. And then we did the live shows here in 1999, 2001, and glad to be back. A lot of great things going on here. And we're joined in the first part of the show by Jim Glanville, General Manager.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome. We're delighted to have you back at the new Inn at Essex, as we like to call it.
The new Inn at Essex. Now, the Inn at Essex has always been a very picturesque and romantic type of a place to visit. You'd see it immediately when you drive in right off the highway, the 289 exit 10, and you're going to take right off the main road. It's like a courtyard that you drive into, and it's a really nice looking property.
Well, we like to think that we've expanded on that romantic theme a bit. We just recently renovated all of our guest rooms by Vermont designer Susan Sargent. I don't know if you're familiar with her work or not. But
we are, in fact, and we've seen examples of her books and her work in the various stores throughout Vermont. Very well-known, renowned designer here in Vermont. She's modern, makes great use of different colors. We've seen the brightness brings a bit of life into the room.
Little country contemporaries, like yeah. she likes to refer to it. She's actually just opened up a store in Boston on Newbury Street down there as well.
Okay. So the Newbury Port. Well, we always make Newbury Port references because one of our favorite destinations is Salisbury Newbury Port, north of Boston.
The north of Boston area was one of our favorites as well. You can't beat a getaway to New England. And, of course, the Inn at Essex combines the qualities of a country inn with a full-service, business-oriented hotel. And then later on we're talking about the New England Culinary Institute on site. You put all three together, and the Inn at Essex has it.
Well, we really enjoy that the ability to do that, also with our proximity to Burlington. And, you know, Burlington being the city that it is, with Lake Champlain and all of the different restaurants and shopping attractions down there. But furthermore, we sort of always had the smaller kind of reputation of capturing the New England charm. But in addition, we've now really evolved more of the resort amenities here at the hotel. We added 6 tennis courts this past year, and we've partnered with New England Tennis Holidays and offered adult tennis programs. And we also have snowshoe trails and cross-country ski trails that we've recently added, as well as a bonfire pit out back. Last night was our first bonfire of the year, so we're excited to start that.
Well, the adult tennis program, and of course we know just how much I like adult programming, right?
So, oh, yes, a different type of adult programming.
We might have access to unknown money.
We went yesterday to do a book burning. You know? Seriously, it was a great bonfire pit. The one of the gentlemen who welcomed us here helped us with our bags to our room and so on. He was out helping with the bonfire.
Man of many talents there.
Well, certainly, no, but we had a very warm welcome and a reception from the entire staff. Everybody was just, it's a can-do attitude. It's not like you go in many places where they say, that's not my job, you know, sorry.
Look at the manual on page 472. No, it's wow. Like, what we can do for you, what can we help? Somebody called the room while we were down to dinner. Is there anything we can do?
Thank you.
Your room is fine. And
thank you. We appreciate that. Actually, the staff here we're so proud of the crew we have here. Our big theme here is to under-promise, over-deliver, and we find that every opportunity we can, we exceed expectations as best we possibly can and look to do that. So thank you.
Yeah, we were talking about that just before we came on the air, as far as bringing expectations in line with reality. And in fact, it's a question of surpassing expectations. And that's the one thing that you'll notice here at the Inn at Essex. When you come here, it looks like almost a castle-like feel to it when you come there, but it's kind of a cross between that and a bit of a New England kind of a homestead, really. You walk in, and it's got the amenities of a large-scale hotel and the rooms and capacity to match. But it has that New England country inn feel when you come into the lobby. And that's what I like about the place. Now you see with the way the wood is done and the decorations and the columns here, and you've got a nice, warm, cozy little living room, in fact, where
people can sit down. With a fireplace and help themselves to coffee in the morning and cider in the evening.
Hot apple cider.
A lot of that coupled with New England Culinary Institute, and people find themselves incapacitated after the day, but it's a wonderful blend that we have with Necky, New England Culinary, as it were.
Yes.
They really allow us to evolve into what are really our most current theme is with the as being Vermont's culinary resort.
Right.
And we've taken that course of action to a whole new level in that we offer all the resort amenities, but we also offer some really unique cooking opportunities that Mimi Overman will be able to share later about.
That's interesting to hear, because one of the things that we saw in previous times, you could actually watch the classes as they took place in the New England Culinary Institute, as well as now I'm getting the idea, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, that you can actually participate.
That's true. We this past year underwent a lot of renovations, including adding a culinary theater, and there is a spot actually just off the lobby where you can participate in a hands-on cooking class with one of our chef instructors. And so far, since July, I think we've done a couple hundred of them. They're very popular. People really are enjoying that.
It's right here right off the lobby, and you just go a little bit further down the hall, and you can see the whole area. You can look in, and you can watch people do their thing. And so this is one of the things. Now, one of the reasons we bring up New England all the time and our favorite place, and we have a concentration of stations on the eastern seaboard and New England itself, is that we have never had a bad meal in New England.
It's one of those destinations that you no matter how hard you try, you cannot get a bad meal in the New England states.
That's something we found around here. Now, of course, if you want to reach the pinnacle of something that's already good, you want to get a little bit better, come out here to the New England Culinary Institute. We had breakfast in Butler's restaurant this morning. And, you know, when you talk about people making a ham and cheese omelet, that's nice. You know what to expect at your normal place. This was really surpassing all the expectations. And it wasn't pretentious. It was really darn right delicious, tasty, flavor to everything. You almost feel embarrassed to go asking for ketchup or something like that. And we ended up not using it because the food itself just tasted so great.
Taste comes right out in every bite.
Thank you. To that extent, along the lines with that culinary theater that we opened, one of our chefs recently has designed these custom dinner opportunities. So if you come out, just say it's two people, you don't need a full group, and you want to have a customized dinner to your needs, they'll do that as well in addition to the cooking classes. So there's a lot of neat things going on with New England Culinary for sure.
And the rooms, you're talking about the rooms being all renovated. Every time I've been here, I've been in a different style of room. It's not the same type that you have 100 rooms and they're all exactly the same. You know you're at the Inn at Essex just by the style of room.
Yeah, last count, I think we might have 9 different room types going on. There's a couple different options.
But that's one of the nice things. And of course, Stephen and I know how much we like our options.
Oh, yes.
But we enjoy it. No, seriously.
You can sit in front of the fireplace. The room I have has a gas fireplace.
Yeah, gas fireplace. Some of the rooms, I don't know if you still have them, with the two-person jacuzzis.
Oh, yeah. About a dozen of those or so, yeah.
Oh, that's what makes a place kind of special. If you can just relax, or you can take a nice walk around the property. You had little tiki torches yesterday, just leading up towards the bonfire.
That's
so
right.
You know it's a very homey atmosphere. And still, going back to the New England Culinary Institute, they're also very good Vermont citizens because they use great top-quality Vermont products. And you can tell because Grafton cheddar, what they use, best cheddar in the world.
Actually, with New England Culinary Institute, along those lines, they are the founding fathers, as it were, of the Farm Fresh Network in Vermont, mm-hmm. which is locally grown and locally produced produce, meats, and so forth. So big push there for Vermont First.
Absolutely. Vermont cheddar and using local products. I mean, that's one of the themes you're going to notice throughout New England and the top inns that you're going to find around here is that they are good Vermont citizens. They help support the local community. There's many programs out here. And, of course, this particular inn is part of a much larger complex we're going to find out following the break that's coming up. Because right across the street here, right across the highway, is are the shopping outlet malls. And Peter's going to come and talk about that with us a little bit further.
Yeah, we're going to learn a lot more about what's in the area what you can do here.
The evolution of the Essex Shops and Cinema next door. Yeah, that's certainly been a wonderful attraction for us. I mean, go out for a day of skiing and come back, want to catch a movie, it's right next door. So that's definitely convenient.
That's going to be following the break. We're here at the beautiful Inn at Essex, Essex Junction, Vermont, just east of Burlington. West of Burlington would be the Lake Champlain. So stay tuned. Following the break, Willem Backus.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car. And sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclays Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclays Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclays Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. We are live today coming to you from the beautiful Inn at Essex in Essex Junction, Vermont. And we last segment we had on Jim Glanville, the general manager of the Inn at Essex, the beautiful New England Culinary Institute Resort. And we have with us now Peter Edelman, who's going to be talking about another part of the complex, which in years gone by it was not necessarily part of the Inn at Essex, and now it it is, or you can correct me if I'm wrong there, but it's the outlet shopping malls and cinema complex.
Well, good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. I appreciate it, and I'm intrigued by the technology that is allowing us to broadcast. The shops at Essex actually are not a part of the Inn at Essex, but we are fortunate to have the shops available to complement the experience here. And we're also, just to make note, we are close to the Burlington area, but yet when you come to the Inn, you're actually out in the country a little bit.
Sure.
And being out in the country is a wonderful thing, but you also, in addition to being out there, you want to have the opportunity to do additional activities.
Yeah.
And we, in the past, had the Essex outlets, called the outlets. We've made a conscious effort in the last 3-4 years to bring in more and more Vermont-type stores into our center and establish it as a lifestyle center. Mm-hmm. So as part of that, we've added some entertainment, and we're adding some more entertainment. We've added a few restaurants, and we'll be adding some more restaurants.
So now you're working very closely, hand-in-hand, with the Inn at Essex. And we have, well, when we checked in, we've got discount coupon books and almost a directory of the outlet shopping malls and outlet shops and the cinema. And I remember when we were here a couple of years back, we actually did catch a movie.
You did.
At the cinema there.
I hope it was a good experience.
It always was. You know, how can you go wrong whether you're going to have a meal, whether you're going to shop, or whether you're going to watch a movie? You're in Vermont. I mean, how can you go wrong right there?
I appreciate it. You're right. We also, when we built the theater, it was the first stadium movie theater in the state of Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just recently gone through an upgrade and put in three different kinds of seats. So we have rockers and recliners and love seats. This has been open now for 2 weeks, and we're getting a great response from our public.
That's actually neat. They had a concept like that in Montreal, for instance, where you'd be able to raise the arms and you'd be able to have a cozy movie-going experience. So I imagine you're doing something similar here.
Exactly. We're doing that. We actually had a few calls. We've been advertising, are you a rocker, a recliner, or a lover?
Mm-hmm.
And some people have been calling. One gentleman in particular said, well, now, you're not going to start having any love going on in the seats next to me here. This is a family place, right? And we said, oh, no, absolutely not.
Well there is one particular theater, but that's always been in my has been in my imagination. Of course, Bob in Master Control has seen far more interesting things in his day. Bob used to be a projectionist.
yeah, I'm here.
I can project that thought a little bit.
Yeah, trust
in
me,
fact,
so did I.
He has some very interesting stories. Bob's fully qualified also on the IMAX, and he helped set up the IMAX theater up in Montreal. So
that's a fascinating concept, yeah. And apparently that's becoming more and more available to...
With all the different types of releases, many times they come out in
exactly.
IMAX format.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is amazing. I'm mentioning, of course, the fascination with the technology that allows you to communicate better, and that's everywhere. Part of the other things that the Inn at Essex that makes it so interesting, that you're also out here in the country, there is a complimentary high-speed internet wireless throughout the complex.
To every room now.
Yes, to every room. So to those, and it's becoming more and more important for people, regardless of the purpose of your stay, people want to stay in touch, and that's important.
And the same is true. We're finding a lot of people moving here from the New York area looking to, quote-unquote, escape the New York environment.
Absolutely.
Still be in touch with their business, and it's being done by satellite.
That will bring people in for sure, you know, whether you go by satellite, whether you go by long distance, or whether you go by the internet. And I believe the internet is going to be one of those things that's going to totally revolutionize, in fact, the way people do business in the first place. And we're seeing that right now. We're living in this entire area.
Well, the Burlington area is so convenient, particularly now we have JetBlue flying in here from New York, and you're getting the people to relocate in the greater Burlington area. They have those sort of semi-retirement. We know, like a friend of ours, Nancy Vaughn from U.S. Airways, her former boss, Ed Kaladi, retired and moved up here. You know,
correct, so, to take over
Fletcher Island.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's the nice thing. I mean, here you are near Burlington, which is the largest city in Vermont, and we're just east of that.
Well, you're here in Essex, which is the second largest mm-hmm. city in Vermont, with a total of over 20,000 people.
The interesting thing about that, yeah,
20,000, big city. Yeah.
The interesting thing about that is you wouldn't know that the town was big at all, because you come into it and it is a place out in the country.
And we're surrounded by the proverbial 100-acre woods behind us, and we have a 18-hole golf course across the street, so there's a lot of green, and you really get the country feeling, but yet you're close to...
You're near everything.
You're near everything.
You're close by to the airport here, for example, the Unit Essex, with complimentary airport transportation, and you don't really feel like you're in a big city, you know, say 20,000, but that's like a suburb. But the buildings are not all around. You never have that closed-in feel.
Correct.
And within minutes, you've got all the great shopping all around here and restaurants. It's a real...
And then more interesting things to come. And we're also looking to, and we've started to do this, advertise ourselves as a ski hotel, which you never would anticipate, because when you're a skier, you want to stay on the mountain. Mm-hmm. We've taken a twist and said, well, if you come here to the inn, you're close to the airport, so you're going to be at your hotel in 10-15 minutes.
Yep.
And then you have the choice of going to 4 or 5 different resorts, all within an hour's drive.
Now, maybe one day down the road, I don't know if you have this already, you might even have shuttle bus service to...
We do have shuttle bus to Smuggler's Notch.
Well, there currently. We go. Yeah. So it's beginning. It's actually a smart idea, and people are going to enjoy that,
that whole
idea.
Yeah, the combination of the outdoor activities, if you only want to do that like 1 or 2 days, and then you've got the great food, and you've got the urban attractions of shopping and restaurants and things to do in Burlington.
Exactly. And lately we've been adding some additional luxury items to your stay here.
This I want to hear. Yes, tell us a bit more about that.
We feature in-room spa service, and we believe a lot in partnerships, and we've been partnering with a variety of different organizations. Mm-hmm. Jim Glanville recently or earlier mentioned about the Culinary Theater. We partnered with Decor, which is one of the best in the... We might say the best. We would say the best. We would have to say the best. Residential cooking suppliers, and they actually have an incredible culinary theater that they put in for us. We're partnering with Smuggler's Notch, America's number one family ski resort. Mm-hmm. We are partnering with New England Tennis Holidays. It's just partnership is our good way to go, and we've currently recently identified some very top-notch people for spa service, and we are in the development stage now of adding to the inn a separate building for a wellness spa.
That is something that is a growing movement we see across the United States, especially. Of course, we are the prime people who absolutely adore
need for relaxation.
All things spa. And we've been covering that a lot. We've been from places from Long Branch, New Jersey, to the Oceanside massages in Honolulu, and also in the Big Island of Hawaii. Spa service and relaxation is almost a must-have these days in these stressful times.
Oh, yeah.
So it's nothing quite like having that. You know, we went to the Catskill Corners, of course, in Catskills, just near Kingston, New York.
Sure.
And yep. Again, more of the same. The idea that people can relax, they have the different treatments, the hydrotherapy, and you don't just see that coming here for the in-room massage therapy that we see here. It's all adding to that, and that brings the Inn at Essex into the realm of a luxury resort, of almost an all-inclusive kind of resort, although it would not necessarily be all-inclusive pricing. You know that you can get virtually every service that you would want.
And spa packages are available. It's a very interesting opportunity, and we have a unique opportunity because of New England Culinary to also develop
like a spa menu.
A spa menu, and you can not only learn which ingredients to shop for, but what the right ingredients are and how to put them together to go home and make it tasty.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, this whole theme is work together, which has been a long-time theme of the Travel World Radio Show since its inception, is we're work with kind of people. So partnering up, getting the organizations, that also allows you to assemble the best of the best talents.
You're using the excellent skills of the top in the industry.
Exactly. Yep.
This has been a fascinating learning experience, traveling here to the Inn at Essex here in Essex, Vermont. We're going to take another break. This is the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay listening.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
vacation time can mean a heartrending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and legroom to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite in over 40 markets, heard coast to coast. And we have with us a very, very special guest at the Inn at Essex. We're live here in beautiful Essex, Vermont at the Inn at Essex, right here just east of Burlington. And we're having a fantastic time here because it's such a beautiful, relaxing, great place. But what makes the Inn at Essex an extra special place to stay is the New England Culinary Institute. Stephen and I have long said that we have not had a bad meal in New England, and it's very difficult to get a bad meal. But if you want to talk about some of the best food that we've ever had, you go one step further, and that would be the New England Culinary Institute. And, of course, one of the big participants of the New England Culinary Institute is right here at the Inn at Essex. And we have with us on the air today, we have Mimi Overman joining us from NECI, New England Culinary Institute. Mimi, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So, Mimi, tell us about the different restaurants on the campus here. Right here at Inn at Essex.
At the Inn at Essex. Well, we have two restaurants. Mm-hmm. We have the Tavern, which is a casual pub restaurant, and we also have Butler's, which is our fine dining three-meal restaurant.
Now, the Butler's is where we had supper last night, where we had, so I had an amazing, amazing steak.
Oh, it was excellent. It just melted in your mouth. It was so tender and cooked to perfection.
Well, thank you.
And the people were so friendly. I swear, we walked in there, first of all, Donald, who was there to take the reservations. Everybody's got a very positive, can-do, welcoming attitude. So we really particularly enjoyed that. And that's to everybody. I mean, they didn't know who we were from a hole in the wall. They could have said, who, you, what, huh? And, you know, you get that in a lot of places. I mean,
well, some restaurants can be too overly fancy, and the pretentiousness just, it can be felt from the moment you walk in the door, but not here. It's like down, home, hospitality, the New England hospitality, but matched up with the world-class cuisine.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, definitely. And it's not just that. Now, one of the things I've learned about the New England Culinary Institute is that the chefs that work there, some of them are either the instructors or sometimes even the students from NECI.
That's correct. So for dinner last night, it's our second-year students. So the last class they'll take here is in Butler's PM Fine Dining, and they work with the chef instructor. So they're actually preparing all of the food that you ate last night. Mm. So every meal period is a class. So
that was actually very, very delicious. And it's also the presentation of the meals that you find when you're here. It's not just your standard garden variety, club sandwich kind of place, really. They take care into the presentation and the serving of it, and you have the cleansing of the palate between courses, and it's really done very well. And these are to prepare people for a career in the various culinary arts, whether they're going to work at major hotel properties or even cruise ships or wherever they're going to end up working.
That is correct. The students are amazing. They work very hard. They're so passionate about food, and I'm always amazed when I walk into the kitchens how professional and passionate about the culinary arts they are. And they just put out amazing, amazing product every day, every day.
Now, I don't know if you've seen, but one of the things I particularly enjoy, for instance, when I go to the Champlain Valley Fair, is the exhibit by the New England Culinary Institute.
Yes.
You always have the chefs there, and they're always preparing something, and it's invariably fascinating.
Just to watch.
You're riveted. You got to see these guys in action.
Yes, our chef instructors do that every year. They go every day to the fair and do different exhibits, and they use a lot of Vermont products, a lot of Vermont cheeses, Vermont produce, and they do demos, and we make up menu recipe cards so people can take the recipes home with them. So.
Well, yeah, I bet you people are going to be asking for these recipes, because that food was some more delicious. They had vanilla malt ice cream.
Oh, you love that. I can just see the look on your face when you had that.
Hey, listen, vanilla malts, chili dogs, I'm a happy man. Definitely.
And all of our ice cream is actually made right here on property. It's all class made, as we call it.
Well, you certainly got a winner with that particular flavor. I adored it. You had a hazelnut tort, which was something. Now, of course, in Stephen's house, a hazelnut tort would be a sandwich with too much Nutella on it. But, but no, seriously, around here, it was. It's fascinating the way they put it all together, and they're creative, too. Now, how do they get the ideas of what they're going to serve?
The menus vary. It's not like if you came here within a couple of weeks of each other, you're not going to get the same exact menu.
Correct. The menu at Butler's at night evolves. It changes. It changes nightly, not dramatically, but it changes a little bit. Whatever the chef's whim is. In the summer, when we have our gardens, they'll go out before class and look in the garden and see what's good, and they'll prepare that. So, it just depends on what's really fresh, what just came in, what's in season. They'll kind of change it depending on that. So it does change nightly, and the students have a lot of influence on what we're serving also.
Not like that creepy place down near Bellows Falls that I was having a tasty meal at, wondering where all the children have gone. But that's
that was another trip.
That would be another trip now near the Hetty Green Motel. People are rather tight-lipped about what went on.
Somebody
wanted
to talk about that place down there.
They quickly changed the subject.
Yeah, Robert McBride down there from the chamber, he was like, oh, yeah, I'd talk about something else.
But we enjoy that. Some people are particularly creative. And of course, we found the wait staff. And not all of the wait staff actually go to Necky. Some of them, they hire them from the outside. And some people are just, you know, the one lady, her boyfriend was part of, was attending Necky, but she was here working at the restaurant just to pay her way. And the interesting thing is you get some fascinating stories. You meet people from all walks of life and from...
all across the country.
All across.
That's what's great about our students, the demographics. They come from all over, like you said, and their age group varies from 18 to in their 40s. So for some people, this is a second career, and they've come back to school here. So we really get a great... you know, great kind of different types of people that work here and go to school here. So
the other interesting thing that we've noticed is that the name tags actually are the people's real names, as opposed to some places where we go where they
actually
have a bowl
we learned
of
that
name
in Baltimore. Yes,
yes, where they have a bowl of name tags and you just pick you one during the day and say, you know, Sheila, what's this?
But well, your first day at work might be a little exception to that.
Well, there was one particular waitress we were speaking to last night. She was mentioning that Keith, who's the general manager of the New England Culinary Institute, was very proud of her because she's never forgotten her name tag. She had to add tag because I was wondering, huh?
Didn't remember your name. Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, then again, there have been times where I've kind of wondered about myself, but that's those are stories best left off the air. But still, the food that you're going to get here at the New England Culinary Institute, more than that, you can actually watch some of the classes in progress because you have it's a campus right here.
That is correct. We are actually teaching classes. We have classrooms here in the building. Mm-hmm. Our campus is a couple miles down the road where we have dorms and more classrooms. But most of the work is actually done here at the Inn at Essex.
Do you have cameras in the dorms? No, that would be another.
Yeah, that's another.
That's another topic for me. But it's a great idea, Steve.
Sort of a business opportunity.
Yes. Still, downstairs, the basement of this particular, the main building of the inn, from what I remember, I haven't gone there just since we arrived here yesterday, but they, had two or three classrooms?
There's three classrooms. Mm-hmm. We also have our bake shop downstairs. Mm. So you can actually, there's windows to the bake shop, so you can go down there and watch the students as they're baking all of the breads, everything, the croissants, the breads, the desserts are all made here by the classes.
The croissants, the breads, and the desserts. You say that just like it was nothing. But I've seen the display right here off the main lobby at the Inn at Essex. And you should see this particular display case full of the most tasty, delicious-looking pies and cookies and tarts that you've ever seen. It's a very mouth-watering experience, for sure.
And that's our first-year students that actually do the work for the bake shop up here. So that's first-year students doing that. They're very talented, and their chef instructor is Jean-Yves. He's from France,
okay.
And he's great at pastries and has taught them very well.
A pastry chef. I remember that one. So we're talking about this one lady. She says... she's a pastry chef married to this other guy who's one of the key chefs in a hotel for a long time. But you imagine being married to a pastry chef? I mean, you'll never want.
That's
dessert
true.
All the time. Now, if somebody has a meeting or a wedding here, they're going to get catered by the New England Culinary Institute.
That's correct. We also have classes that students are in our banquet class, so they prepare all the food for weddings or dinners, holiday parties, and things like that. So...
The New England Culinary Institute, well known for the food. If you like the food in New England, and how can you not? This place just takes it up to a whole new level. The people from the New England Culinary Institute, and this is from our own travels we've noticed, are renowned throughout the United States as one of the finest culinary institutes in the United States.
When you mention the name to food and beverage directors at hotels and other parts of the country, they all know it.
They say, oh yes, this is one of the finest institutions there is. So you're going to give yourself a treat. Come to the Inn at Essex here in Essex, Vermont, and have and treat yourself to a great taste experience here at the New England Culinary Institute. We're going to be taking another break on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. We're going to return with Jim Glanville, general manager of this wonderful property, the Inn at Essex here in Essex, Vermont. Mimi, thank you for joining us here on the Travel World Radio Show. I told you we wouldn't torment you too bad.
That wasn't bad at all. Thank you.
We just joke off the air and scare people. Stay tuned.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed, and breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind. We'll always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank. 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
Junction, Vermont. This is Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford, and we have with us Peter and Jim Glanville from the Inn at Essex. If you're going to tell us a bit more, we're going to fill in the blanks. Of course, we haven't given any telephone numbers away, which is shocking me because we tend to give the numbers away like the, 1-800, call the Inn at Essex.
And we do, in fact, have an 800 number. How about that? Our 800 toll-free number is 1-800-727-4295.
And it works from Canada.
Sure does. We find that very often, our Canadian callers. And our web address is actually www.vtculinaryresort.com.
vtculinaryresort.com. And that's an important thing because the whole positioning of the Inn at Essex has shifted into, from a small country and into a full-blown resort with all the amenities and all the services that you can expect. And I was just checking your services directory here. You got two pages full of really useful, practical, interesting services for people, including mail, shipping, and drop-off.
You do everything for anyone. You now have a concierge service here. And
we certainly, as you folks have touched on, we can feed people here, but now we're also able to help people work some of that off.
Yeah.
We have as Peter touched on, a lot of partnerships.
Sure.
We do fly fishing expeditions in the summer. We have guided hiking tours. Mount Mansfield is only about 8 miles away, so Mount Mansfield being the highest peak in Vermont. We take folks up on the Long Trail for great hikes during the day. The tennis programs that we've touched on, golf being across the street. What am I missing here, Peter?
Biking and kayaking, rafting on the river, depending on the season.
You got also the walking. Now, I got to touch on this because you have it all here. The outlet shopping across the way, it's not just plain old outlet stores where you're going to see the same things that you can expect at virtually any other outlet mall. There's a lot more to it. You've added entertainment. You've added different kind of food experiences and also the theater.
That's correct. We have some great outlets there, and we have some really interesting local Vermont shops, Phil's Trading Post, Peter Glenn Sport and Ski. We are about to open a unique lifestyle gallery called Enigma, which will have national and international calls of artists. We'll also be featuring live musical events. We have Ken Simmons coming up, who you may know, who's one of the top 100 blues guitarists in the world from Savoy Brown.
That's awesome. What we need is Bob to do the drumming.
There you go.
Well, Bob in Master Control, he's spent 35 years drumming. He's a first-class
excellent
musician. We've got to bring him down.
Bring him on. That'd be great.
you got to see this guy play. It's entertaining. It's fun. This is the man you want down here. And we got him. He's ours. Travel World Radio Show. Yeah.
He's still here.
Plug for Bob.
But the interesting thing also to bear in mind is this outlet mall is walkable. You can literally park your car. You could say, here, we're going to plant ourselves in the resort, and we can stay put. And anything we could possibly want is within walking distance.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. That's what we've realized now, that this campus, as it were, since we're tied with NECI, we try to keep the school ties. You really can. You can park your car. You can play golf, play tennis, go for hikes, biking, go shopping, catch a movie, go snowshoeing, swimming. We do like to keep people here on property, but also, we're excited about the proximity that we have to Burlington, and that's what we touched on earlier, but it certainly has allowed us to evolve.
You don't have to travel too far to find anything you want.
That's true.
And that's what makes this place a resort. And it's more than just staying at a quiet country inn. And you have that whole romance thing. You can curl up in your room very quietly with someone special or all by yourself, whatever you want to do. You can spend a nice quiet evening. You can spend an exciting evening. You've got also sometimes, last time I was here, you had a guitarist in the tavern.
That's been the conscious effort, really, is to not lose the charm that we had as being kind of a country inn feel, but really evolve on the fact that we have this just great piece of property. As Peter mentioned, we're on 18 acres, but we have a 100-acre wood right behind us that enables us to use all of our facilities to their fullest.
And one of the other things, biggest benefit of them all, you're in the middle of Vermont here.
You got it.
I mean, Vermont, how can you possibly go wrong? You just stand outside and you breathe in that sweet country air. We always like coming this time of year particularly because Christmas in New England is a very magical event. It is really something special.
The lights, the decorations, the fragrances in the air.
And the snow's flying. I think we just had a light dusting last night, but, it starts.
That was a four-letter word beginning with S. I don't like that.
Up here it's not a four-letter word, that's for sure.
You know, I like pictures of snow, you know. I like to watch it on TV while other people, you know, sit there shoveling it away.
Yes, you can see pictures of everyone digging out their car or sitting on the ice and say, oh, boy.
We'll even dig your car out for you here.
That's right. That's right.
That is something we noticed, too, because we came back and all the cars were cleaned off. I mean, it's really, it's an extra level of service. The other thing also from yesterday when we checked in, the gentleman offered to park our car. And, you know, for a lot of people, that is just one extra thing that they can do as a service. And, you know, it's not like in Montreal where you're afraid that you'll never see your car again.
Yeah, he did work for us, right?
Somebody walked out of the lobby and said, I'll take your car. Yeah, yeah.
Well, the leather jacket did say in it Essex.
Okay, good.
I mean, his beard. I mean,
the beard and the tattoos didn't give away. He had it in it Essex tattooed on his heart. Yeah.
Yes. But still, you know, the vtculinaryresorts.com is the website you want to go to. Soon, hopefully, they're going to link to the audio clip for this show, which will be online within 2 weeks, as we always do here at the Travel World Radio Show. And you can check out this particular broadcast as well as previous shows that we've done from the Inn at Essex. This is definitely the place you want to take. You can take a family here. And now, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's also a pet-friendly hotel?
It is, actually. Yeah, that's funny you mentioned that. About a year ago, we decided to change over and start to accept pets. It's been a wonderful market for us. We have pet-designated rooms that allow you to bring your best friend. I mean, we find that folks that travel with pets normally have good pets anyway. So,
sure.
I, for one, don't travel with my pet. So that kind of explains the thinking behind that.
Oh, yeah, come with your friendly pit bull. Your two friendly pit bulls come up from Hartford. Yeah.
Oh, yes. No, I have a German Shepherd and a Rottweiler pit bull mix. Yes, boy, friendly dogs. That reminded us, when we were on WXCT, our good friend Charlie Prophet has two pit bull dogs. They happen to be the two exceptions of the pit bull rule, and they happen to be nice dogs. But I can just imagine that the UPS driver was very glad at the company colors when he saw these two dogs running at him, welcoming him.
The pants were already brown.
Yeah. I know that's what happened to me. I don't know. Good Lord, get these dogs away. But seriously, the pets that do travel, if you want to bring your golden retriever, or if you want to bring your pet chihuahua, or even, PETA. Steven's cat, PETA.
Absolutely.
And take a walk in the woods.
That's right.
Take a walk in the woods. You can walk your pet. You can come down with the entire family, and this is a very worthwhile stay. Come to the Inn at Essex, here in Essex, Vermont. We've got essentially a minute left to get out anything else you'd like to do. Phone numbers.
Well, I will throw that phone number back in there. It's 1-800-727-4295.
That's 1-800-727-4295 for the Inn at Essex.
Jeff, you may want to explain our long-term stay rooms, too.
You know, that is something quickly we could touch on before we sign off. Yep. We do have full kitchen units also, and we find that folks will come for weeks, months, even years at a time if they're relocating to Vermont. But something to think about if you're planning a ski vacation, want to get away and ski a bunch of different mountains and be able to cook your own dinner at night.
And give yourself a little bit of extra room to pray with the family. And,
that's right.
Or a little bit of romance. www.vtculinaryresort.com. 1-800-727-4295. The Inn at Essex, Vermont's Culinary Resort, Essex Junction, Vermont.
And enjoying the New England Culinary Institute. You can have your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner right here on the premises. You don't have to go anywhere, but you can go anywhere you want to. You're right in the middle of virtually everything you could possibly want right here at the Inn at Essex. Join us again anytime we want to go there. I mean, we were here, back in 2001. You've seen the great renovations and all the changes that have been made to the place, but it hasn't lost its special New England charm.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. We're excited to have you and look forward to having you back.
Thank you for visiting.
Absolutely. Well, that's another edition of the Travel World Radio Show. Where does the time go, Steve?
Always goes by quickly when you're having fun.
Well, that's it for this particular show. For all of us here at the Travel World Radio Show, wish you happy traveling, everybody. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
And Jim Glamour with the Inn at Essex.
And Peter Edelman. We appreciate you listening.
And Bob in Master Control.
That would be
happy
me.
Traveling. Happy traveling, everybody. Stay listening.
Thank you.
Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.